Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceritori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, you always say a fine line between winning and losing. Is last night the poster child of that saying?
Yeah, definitely. But Schultz, I thought the second period, we deserved what we got in the second period. I just thought that the intensity level was a little higher by them. You know, they gave us opportunities, too. It's amazing. They gave us opportunities, and we couldn't convert. But at the end of the day, they made a few more plays. And I just thought our intensity level wasn't as high as it should have been for a game of this magnitude on the road. But we'll find out tonight what we're made of, because our intensity level needs to be higher.
We've talked about this a lot over the years of how frustrating this sport can be. You played great last Saturday, and the very next game, you don't. This late in the season, is it hard as a coach to manage the ups and downs?
Good question, Schultzy. And the answer is probably yes, but it's a hard one to answer because you know what's on the line. We know we're scrambling and fighting for home ice right now, and there's a, you know, we're a little behind, but there's a chance. And when there's a chance right there, you know what you need to do. You know how you need to play. And last night, obviously, again, it's a little bit of a punch in the gut, because all of us, we always hope and we always believe that we're gonna get it done, because that's just, you believe that, I believe that, the players believe that. And then when it doesn't happen, obviously, again, it's a punch in the gut.
From a coach's standpoint, how different is the message amongst coaches as opposed to that message that goes to the players in that locker room?
Well, I mean, sometimes it's a little different, but I didn't mince any words last night. I mean, I was extremely disappointed in our play. I was disappointed in our effort. And I don't say that too often with the Beavers, because the Beavers, the one thing, you know what, our effort is good. But I just thought, again, we talked about being more physical, Schultzy, this weekend. And I thought our physicality wasn't very good. And they're a team that has, they're old. They got some really good forwards. You saw the skill level last night. And with that, you've got to do two things. You've got to keep the puck low. You've got to manage the puck. You've got to play 200 feet. You can't obviously turn pucks over and let them play 100 feet. So you got to make them go 200 feet. But you also got to create a little contact. Contact does two things. Number one, it helps generate offense for you. But two, what it does, the physical toll eventually frustrates Lake Superior State. So what are they doing? They're just flipping pucks out, their line changing. You know, they never really get going, and we want to try to keep them and prevent them from getting going, and we didn't do that last night.
Last night's Cardelli goal was sure fun to watch, as he just used his speed to get around the guy, and great shot. Kind of a player does he need to be to be that kind of player all the time?
Well, he's young. I don't ever want to sit there and put any kind of undue pressure on our freshman, because that's not fair, Schultzy. I mean, they're freshmen. You know, does Nick need to be probably a little more consistent to his game? Probably, but all of our guys do to a certain degree. But he's a good player for us. He's eating hard minutes for a freshman too. A lot of freshmen are sitting on the third and fourth lines a lot. There's not an expectation with freshmen. So you rely on him a little more, and that's good for him. He's earned that. But I don't want to sit there and say, hey, we need this out of 26 or that, because again, they're only going to be able to give so much.
One thing I forgot to ask you yesterday about Jay Dickman. He takes faceoffs as a winger. What is it about that situation that he's in the dot as a winger and not a centerman?
I just think, again, Dickie's got good technique. He's got, obviously, he's rangy, got good technique. And, he's good in that situation, especially on the left dot. Especially on the left dot when he can go to his backhand of the wall.
More with Coach Ceritori when we return. Pregame show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceritori. You're a young team with Dylan Eichstedt out with the upper body injury. You get a lot younger. How much did you kind of tinker throughout the game of how to use guys last night to fill that spot?
We didn't tinker. Brad moved up. We moved all of our defensemen up. We moved them up a number right there. So, you know, obviously Brad moving into our number four spot. You know, 3-4 spot with taking Dylan's spot with Juice, and you know, obviously with Volder and Juby and Darby, you know, we obviously managed that back there. Darby got a little more, you know, PK time. Volder a little more power play time. So, and that's, you know, Wentz manages that on his side with the defenseman. But you know, those things are pretty easy.
Last couple of games, I've noticed guys on the power play for you getting it into the zone and stopping right at the blue line. Is that something that teams are defending you differently, or is that something you guys are trying to do? Because I'll admit I haven't seen that a lot from you guys.
Sometimes you do it, sometimes you don't. The one time you do it, a lot of times when you want to stop, you want the pressure, you want the pursuit to bypass you, and we want to try to do. Schultz, you want to get the puck right across. So we want to shift the puck from the strong side to the weak side. But we call it the high layer. And if they're taking the high layer away, you got to get the puck low. It's like anything. If the coverage is high, you got to get the puck low. If the coverage is low, you got to get the puck high. Our guys were having one heck of a time reading that last night, our power play. They were sitting there. Everything was forced up high. And if you take a look at our clips right now, Schultze, we're sitting there forcing pucks. They're taking our high coverage away. Well, if they're taking our high covers away, guys, it's like anything. You can't pass the puck to somebody who's covered. And we were having a hard time recognizing that last night. So, again, you know, at the end of the day, there's a couple simple principles of the power play. There's five of us and there's four of them. Somebody's open. So chances are whoever's open, give them the puck. It's like connecting the dots. And if they're going to have three guys taking away our three high guys, that means there's one guy open down low. We better get the puck down low. And now we got to make sure their coverage comes back down low. And then we can maybe go back up high. But we are having a heck of a time recognizing that. And we just felt after the first period, our power play, you know what, was a disaster.
They take their share of penalties, too. You got to make a team that takes penalties. You got to make them pay, don't you?
100%. I mean, like, get us a power play goal. We get a 5-on-5, get a power play goal, get to 3, whatever, you know. But, no, everybody's got to chip in these games. Everybody's got to chip in. Power plays, hey, our penalty kill chipped in last night. They were zeros for the night. So our penalty kill got it done. So those are the things that happen in hockey, Schultze, and it has to be a collective effort. We all know that every team, it has to happen going into every game, and there's going to be times some of your parts of your game are going to be strong, parts of your game aren't going to be as strong, but, you know, we got to be a little stronger on the PP tonight.
Without last line change, how can you limit the effectiveness of their top guys?
I didn't worry about it. And you know what? I don't think they worried about it as the game progressed. If you notice, Schultze, I rolled four and I went short shifts. If there was a whistle at 20 seconds, I was just, you know, I was worried about my rhythm, not his rhythm.
Best of luck tonight.
Thanks, Schultze.
Tom Cerruti, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.